It's Thursday, October 17, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. In September, vehicle sales dropped to 988 units, marking a continued decline over the past 2 months. Of the total, 978 units were sold to dealerships, 10 to rental agencies, and none to the government. Notably, purchases by rental agencies have plummeted, falling from 141 units in July to just 10 in September. The commercial vehicle segment remains the primary support for the overall market. Almandro Janssen, Simon Storm, economist.
Looking ahead, the country anticipates further interest rate reductions. The cost of borrowing is expected to decline, which may stimulate economic activity, even though imminent improvements in the vehicle affordability may be limited. Since the decline in new vehicle sales began in April 2024, expectations are rising that the new vehicle market could see improvement for the remainder of the year due to favorable economic conditions.
The Environment, Forestry and Tourism Ministry held an important meeting to finalize Namibia's strategy for the upcoming COP29 climate conference in Baku, Azerbaijan, scheduled for later in the year. Key stakeholders from government, the private sector and the civil society discussed national priorities, including climate change mitigation and adaption. During the event, a sponsorship of 1,775,000 was presented to support the ministry's initiatives. The Environmental Investment Fund Manager for Programs and Programming, Bernadette Chalou.
So these sponsorships, we use them to secure a pavilion and office space for Namibia. So when the delegates are that side, they have a place where they can then convene different types of activities and initiatives to bring attention to Namibia and also some of the opportunities where people can then invest and provide solutions when it comes to climate change. In terms of what's next, we expect then the delegation to prepare to provide input into the country position and thereafter for the different technical working groups to really convene and prepare themselves to go and negotiate on behalf of the country at COP.
In South Africa, the Gauteng Health Department says it's focusing on filling critical job vacancies despite budget challenges. The department is grappling with a 500 million rand shortfall in its employee budget. The shortfall, caused by the underfunded salary agreement from last year, has placed a significant strain on the department's resources. Spokesperson Motala Tala Modiba says the department continues to engage with stakeholders to address these budgetary constraints.
We are required now to seek concurrence with the Gauteng Provincial Treasury and the Office of the Premier before filling any vacant posts. The cost containment measures are not necessarily unique to Gauteng Department of Health. They are affecting departments across nationally and provincially.
Kenya's Senate commenced impeachment hearings against Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua on Wednesday, following a court ruling that deemed the proceedings constitutional, according to indications by Reuters. The National Assembly voted last week to impeach Gachagua on 11 charges, including corruption, undermining the government, and inciting ethnic hatred. Gachagua has denied all allegations. The Israeli ambassador to the United Nations says there is no shortage of aid in Gaza. Speaking to reporters in New York on Wednesday, ahead of another emergency meeting session of the United Nations Security Council, Danny Danon laid the blame squarely at the feet of Hamas, claiming it hijacked the aid. From the UN headquarters in New York, Jody Jacobs.
There is no shortage of aid.
Israel's ambassador to the United Nations emphatically denying there's any lack of aid going into the Gaza Strip. He says over 1 million tons of aid have been delivered, with more than 50,000 trucks, including 700,000 tons of food. The ambassador's claims this morning here in New York are in sharp contrast to what the United Nations is reporting. The world body says aid entering the strip is at its lowest levels in months. Critical aid lifelines into northern Gaza, it says, have been cut off, and no food aid has entered there since October 1st. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.